Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
This is a song I've been singing for a long time. It's like an old friend. But you know, I think it's only recently that I discovered what it's really about. You've got to give a little, take a little, and let your poor heart break a little. That's the story of, that's the glory.
Michael Ward, and today is a special day, and that song by Bette Midler, Glory of Love, and she's right, you gotta laugh a little, cry a little, that's a story of love. And today I want to recognize my co-host Chris Michael Ward for being with me for 5 years, and there's no way it seemed like it's been that long, but he's been that long with me as of yesterday. I appreciate him so much, and we're going to tell you about some of the crazy things that has happened on the show with him. But without further ado, I just want to say, Hey, Chris, I'm so glad you're here with me still after 5 long years.
Hey, Terry. Yeah, I know it's hard to believe, but, you know, how I realized it was 5 years is, you know, on Facebook you can add, like, all your jobs and all my media jobs I've had. And then I looked at the data when I started with you, and it said, you know, September 8th of, 5 years ago.
Wow. Whew. And we had some highs and we had some lows. You know, we both seen the loss of loved ones between us, you know, and my son, my granddaughter, my mother, my ex-husband lost them to death, and just so many different things, you know, and you've had those too. We've been through some difficult times, you know, Chris, but we hung in there.
Yeah.
Even people that I knew that started back in 2012 when I did, they were, you know, not hanging in there, but I'm still around. They have decided not to even do the show or every blue moon when they feel like it. But, you know, I'm a warrior. Only time I really miss is because I got sick, hospitalization, or I had to leave town. You know,
no,
I can't be in the airport or like that, or, you know, stuff like that. But for the most part, we kept it moving, kept it pushing. So, Chris, I just can't believe it. I've seen going to a young man, I saw a fully grown man.
But it, wow. Yeah. Well, you think that's funny, Terry? When I went to school for media, I was in my early 20s. So you're going to talk about young and old.
Yeah. But I've seen you make a lot of different changes and for the good ones, you know, and some sad days. Like I miss your partner, Mark. What a good man he was to you. And baby, if y'all ever heard his voice, he had one of them very white, sexy, deep voices. Oh, hell, yes. I see why he kept you all caught up.
Oh, yeah, he did. A lot of times whenever I used to do the show working with you, you know, when he was alive, a lot of times he would be like the technical guy to like make sure, you know, teach me how to sign on the computer and get all, you know, get on to the website, you know, to do the work and stuff. So a lot of things he taught me because he was kind of born into media and I kind of got into it later in life and I really didn't have anybody to guide me. So he was a big help for sure.
Well, I like him too because he made sure that he, you know, what I liked about him was that he made sure that he loved you where you were and he knew that you was a Bette Midler fan. You know, and he made sure you went to New York to see her because he knew that's what you wanted. And that's what love is about, man. Love is about not so much about what you want. It's about what someone else wants, you know, and you do that for them. So I am so happy about that because that's what he did. You know, he made sure he loved you where you were. You know, a lot of people are very selfish in their relationships. But not him. And I'm happy to say I had an opportunity to talk to him a few times over the phone. You know, I never made it where I could see both of y'all at the same time, you know, because, you know, life gets busy. You know, if I'm doing something, if I ain't doing something, y'all doing something. So,
oh, yeah.
Wow. But I'll see him in glory, you know.
Oh yeah. Well, I guess that's a good segue to, I guess, you know, to list my favorite guests that, you know, we've had, you know, and my favorite guest. Well, you know, we've had a few celebrities, we've had a few family members on my end, you know, Mark, of course, we've interviewed and different celebrities, Charlotte Crosley, Dylan Brody, friends of mine. And then Jimmy, my friend, my ex and my friend. So I just have to say those are I love all the guests we've had on, but I'm just saying, you know, those are a few of my top favorites because those are the ones that, you know, I asked to come on and they so graciously agreed.
Hey, I like that. Yeah. Yeah, this show I've seen so many different guests, from that singer Calvin Richardson. We've seen the guy from the Isley Brothers, the guy who wrote that movie, the big rock about that rock in New Mexico, where he had proof that his uncle was abducted by aliens. And then we had these people on here, the show, that were talking about, you know, the paranormal demon hunters and stuff like that. And then, of course, we had our X-rated stuff.
That's what I mean. I'm not trying to diss any of our guests, and you know, I'm just saying these are some of my top favorites. But I'm not trying to diss any of the guests, and any of, you know, I love all of our guests, and you know,
Yeah, you know, I don't know if you remember that one where the lady talking about, if you were still with me, she was talking about she was a fellatio queen. And then this one chick, she was on there, she was with me, she was talking about this Oni egg you put inside of you and stuff. And so I bought one, right? Never again. Because that ain't for me, because after I came back and did a part two of her, I was telling her, you know, yeah, I bought the egg and everything, and it's supposed to make the female vagina real, really tight, but it was already tight. That sucker wouldn't come out, and I sit on the toilet, and I'm pushing, and I'm pushing, and I'm saying to myself, oh, my God, come on out of here. How am I going to go to the hospital and explain to somebody I got this foreign object inside of me? Because I was not trying to get no thrills. I was just trying to do the exercise as supposed to make you stronger. Oh, no, when that came out, I washed it off with soap and water and put some alcohol on it. And it went back into the recesses of my closet somewhere up on a shelf. I don't even know where it's at, but ooh-wee, that scared the heck out of me.
Now, Terry, are these guests? I can't remember names or anything. These are guests that we've had on together.
Well, now you want me to go all the way back, but I know the one with the yoni egg. You was on there with me and Mark. You know, it was both of y'all had two at the time. And y'all was laughing. I know Mark was laughing about that yoni egg getting stuck up there.
Mark, to be clear, since we talked about my Mark, we got to be clear, it was Mark Anthony Riel. Yeah. I remember. Well,
I don't think he was with me. I think I had Shalonda as my co-host then. I had the guy on there who was chasing Bigfoot. You know, all kinds of stuff. So what was one of your favorites?
I know, Terry, but we're talking about the guests that I've had on it. So it's the anniversary show when I was on with you.
That's what's good. I really can't pick out those, because all the times I've been doing this show, I'm not picking out what I did 5 years ago, and I really can't tell unless I go way back into the archives and look at the dates. And then I will know which ones I had with you. You see what I'm saying? That's why you can't even pick out one, because it's 5 years. You pick out one that you remember. That's a hard task to do for somebody who's been doing it as long as I have been doing it.
Okay. Well, yeah. Well, I think, what makes it work with me and you, the process is like we're totally opposite. Like you're the more outgoing one and I'm the more introverted one. So we kind of mesh. And I have to say that we've come a long way, because when I used to co-host the show, it was 2 hours. And boy, not to diss you or diss the show, but 2 hours is draining to talk to somebody for 2 hours.
That's true, and I thank God I stopped doing it. And what made me stop doing it, I was watching Dish Nation on TV, and I'm saying they're getting all this information out in a half hour, and that 2 hours was draining me too, because it was making me agitated with some people who wasn't, you know, just dragging stuff out, you know. And I'm just saying, just stick to the point, you know. And you're right, we went from 2 hours, then we went down to a hour. Then we went down to 45 minutes, and now we're down to a half hour. And depending on what the topic of the message is going to be, I might add 15 more minutes 45 minutes, but you're right. That 2 hours, I'm sure, I'm so proud of my guests who's hung in there for 2 hours. That's a lot of talking and dehydration and all that other kind of stuff.
Yeah, I know. And plus, it would be so draining. I mean, poor Mark, poor Mark, after 2 hours of the show, I'd have to go take a nap because it'd be so draining. But, you know, the show, as the saying goes, the show must go on.
Yes, and you know, you might as well tell them some of the things we had to deal with behind the show that people don't know, the downfalls and the things that were not anticipated, but it happened. But we made it work. Give us some ideas of what kind of things that we had happen at the last minute, the day of the interview.
Oh, you mean guest cancellations and all that?
That's one of them. Yeah, that's one of them.
guest cancellations or, you know, last minute, you know, technical issues or, you know, yeah. We've had a few poor hero moments.
We hung in there, Chris, because, you know, for instance, like when some of the guests call at the last minute, they tell me earlier part of the week they're going to be on, and then at the last minute, then they don't call in. So, man, we troopers, man. We made it work. We had to talk a little bit about and had our own little conversation, and we did what we had to do, you know, because we warriors, man. You know, put us out there, we fought a good.
We are, you know, Terry. I kind of say, Terry, and I say this, and you know, I don't know what else to say. I mean, you know, I think of panel shows, and I have to say, you know, thinking of The View, which I still watch and I still love. You are like the Barbara Walters of the show because you know, you pay for the airtime. I mean, you pay for the time, and you pay for the, you know, you create the show. It's your show, you know, you own the show, and, you know, I guess you're like the Oprah of the show because you own your own shit, but, I mean, since we're a panel, I call you the Barbara Walters of the show because, you know, you are, people don't realize that, like, you're my boss, so I think people get frustrated with me not realizing that, you know, it's you that, like, have to book the guests. I can ask people to come on, but you're the one that makes the time, and you know, they have to go through you.
Yeah, but if you know anybody and anybody out there listening, if y'all want to be a guest on the show, because we all got a story to tell, nothing is censored. Be true to yourself. Whatever you want to discuss, we will discuss it. You know, and just call my cell phone. Hit me up at 443-956-8753, and we'll make it do what it do, you know. But one thing that I used to hate is the technical difficulties, like, you know, when everybody's on, we got the guest here, me and you here, and then all of a sudden there'll be some glitch on the studio end where there's noise interference. And I'd be trying so hard to make sure we don't have noise interference because I want the guest to have a clean recording so they can post it on their media sites. And that used to get on my last nerve. Yeah, you know. And then, like, sometimes when people will call and try to, you know, get on my guest's nerve, try to be all smart. We've had that happen too, remember?
Oh, yeah. And I know there's been times that I've been very cunty to guests. You know, I've had my bad moments too. God bless me. But, you know, anything, that's live radio.
Well, you're talking about you being cunty. I used to be the one. You'd be trying to pull me back. You'd be the one who'd be like, keeping it, you know, focused. I'd be like going out there.
Oh yeah. But you know, ask any friend that's like been around me like for more than 3 days. I could be very bitchy, and I know I've done that to guests. So I'm taking ownership.
Well, I can't tell because you've always seemed to be nice. I always be the one who gets frustrated or irritated. If they ain't trying to answer my question, I was like, I go in there or even. I'm talking about something that's sexual, you know, because sometimes I'd be having a horny mode, you know, and I'd be like, ooh, yeah. And, you know, the subject, you know, make me like, yes, it make me reflect. I mean, I've been going there, you know. I'm not fortunate enough like Chris have a significant other. So, you know, sometimes our different interviews, depending on what they're talking about, will make me like, yes, let me come on my bag of tricks and be that little freaky, freaky person I know how to be.
Yeah. Yeah, so I have to say, you know, I guess the downfall, yeah, technical issues, you know, technical issues is a pain. Different, you know, we've had different things going. We've had different things happen to us, you know. I don't, it's been frustrating, you know. But like I said, live radio, anything can happen. I think we're fortunate because we can say whatever we want because we don't have any FCC regulations to worry about. So we're fortunate on that end. So, you know, we don't. But I think if we did, you know, one of us would be getting in trouble because, you know, the SEC would be going after one of us.
Yeah. We had before when people be somewhere else not ready for the interview. They be out to dinner. They be in their car. We hear ambulances running up and down the street, or they're distracted talking to other people. And that really puts a bee in my bonnet because you know you was going to have an interview. Why are you having so many other things? I remember you telling me, look, this is not a good time, you know, but I've had people do that to us before. But, you know, before I lose it, you know, St. Chris over there, he puts it back into perspective so I can calm down because he can tell and I'm starting to get riled up.
Well, you know, Terry, I think that's very nice of you, and I think my therapist would love what you're saying because, you know.
What you told her and what I see you do was two different things because you're always the one, you're that nucleus that calms me down. I mean, you know, you keep it focused, you know, because, you know, it don't take much of me to go out there. You know, I'll be crossing the lines and stuff, you know, and you'd be pull me back in, you know, because I'll be getting ready to go where I ain't got no business going. So I'm glad that is just your spirit. Pull it back in. Rein it back in.
Well, I've always been like the mitigator. I've always been the one to make the try to bring the peace.
Yeah, the mediator. Well, that you do. Yeah.
I appreciate you too, Terry. I think it's fair to say. I mean, I don't think you'd be mad for me to say that. You know, because of my media background, I didn't even have to audition because you knew I had talent, and you knew I had what it took.
Well, that's right. Because when I went on Facebook looking for possible co-hosts, because when I had. She had got another job that interfered with the time frame to do the show on Friday, the weekend. And so when I saw that you had media training, that was the plus. I said, yeah. I said, I ain't got to really, you know, go, you know, teach him and make him feel like, oh, people get scared. Oh, my voice on the radio. I can't do it. I said, calm down. Can't nobody see you? You know, to guess, you know, be on and get nervous thinking somebody could see them, you know? And by you being already into the media, that was a plus. I said, yeah. I couldn't wait to say, yeah. I said, all right, that'll work out.
Yeah. Yeah, so I've been blessed with that. I'm sorry. I know I keep talking over you, Terry, and I do apologize. Go ahead.
No, we talk with each other because you know how I do. When something pop in my head, poop, it's out there, you know. Okay. But we've had some fun times and you know, and I gotta be honest, you know, sometimes I have to critique the show, you know, and that's when you was the one with Mark, you know, before it was two of y'all, but now just me and you. And sometimes I have to critique the show. And you know, sometimes people don't like you to tell them where we need work, but that's how you have a successful show, when you're honest enough to say, look, this is not criticizing. This is areas that we can work on, and we fix it, and we keep it moving, you know, just like, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I knew for a fact that, you know, whenever you fall in love, he ain't gonna be around long. He'd be around long enough where he can show his love of his life. That, look, I'm on the radio. And then after that newness wear off, he wants to spend time with them. So I could hit him upside his head sometime, but, you know, that didn't stop me and you, though.
No, it doesn't. But, you know, you know, Terry, I remember when I first started, in radio, I remember, you know, I used to think, oh, it's going to be fun. I'm going to be successful. I'm going to be rich. I'm going to be, you know, I'm going to live in New York But it's not like that. I mean, it's a business. It's a job. And, you know, once it becomes a job, you know, I mean, of course you got to love what you do. And I do love what I do, but you know, I still do in my spare time. Like before when I was, you know, growing up and, you know, wanting to be in the business, you know.
And you're right, because I spend more money making tapes of the shows so I can send them off to different people to possibly get picked up. Or I'll spend money to be a vendor and get a table, you know, so I can put out my books, because I am a writer. I got 11 books, as well as different CDs, you know. And it's you know, even local radio shows, I went to see some of them. But, you know, they got a very skeleton crew. You might not think so. And they ain't paying them that much. A lot of times, they are paying them for their time slot. So it's not as easy as people think, unless it's a big syndication, you know. But, you know, I believe that God got us where we need to be when we need to be there. So whatever the case is, I'm so glad you're here with me, Chris.
Yeah, well, I plan to be here for the long haul. You know, whenever I have other jobs or whenever I – no matter what I do, I always make sure that I'm, you know, that you're, I can work with you, because you've helped my career and I've helped yours. And, you know, I think we're a good team and I think we're in it for the long haul. It's far from over.
Yeah, well, the most important thing is what you said too, but the most important thing to me is that we are friends, you know, and I love you as a person. You know, I want the best always for you. And we friends, you know, and I'm comfortable. I can tell you anything. And when we got a good working rapport like we do, because we're honest with each other, you know, we can just put it out there, you know. Some things, Chris, you know, nobody ever will ever know, but I tell it to you, though.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. I didn't realize that. I guess I feel the same about you, Terry. I mean, I look at you like as a boss, so of course I feel nervous, you know, maybe sometimes or funny, but I trust you. You're one of the people I do trust.
Yeah, and same here. You know, I love you as a person. You're a sweet person. You know, you're funny, you know, and I've introduced you to a lot of music that I'm sure you ain't familiar with. Can you introduce me?
Yeah. Now, Terry, let me ask you, Terry, my dream guest would be Mary Trump, you know, Donald Trump's niece, and she has a great podcast I think you should check out, and I'd love to have her on. So who would be your dream guest for us?
Oh, wow. My dream guest would be Tyler Perry.
Oh.
The reason I say Tyler Perry is because Tyler Perry, he has given people jobs in movies, singing, and everything, and he reuses these same people. He makes sure they stay employed. And if I had Tyler Perry on the guest, then there would be an intimate scene right there that will allow me to talk to him a little bit more in detail. And he could bless our life in a way that we never know. He could have us in a movie, and we could be a talk show, and sets, you know. But Dad, our time has ran out. I gotta say goodbye. Thank you for 5 years, Chris. But we got to go because time is. And you tune in next week, and we'll be right here with our guests from South America. Stay tuned. Take care, honey. Love you, Chris.
Love you too. Bye-bye. Bye bye.
Bye.